News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The public is being assured that there is enough protective equipment on the island to be used in the treatment of Ebola patients should the need arise. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government has already acquired equipment and is in a position to source more at short notice.
The Ministry of Health is assuring the country that an adequate stock of various levels of protective gear for emergency responders, including healthcare workers, is currently in the island. Additional supplies are available for immediate delivery by international partners through arrangements in place.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that the government is collaborating with international partners to learn the best practices for treating Ebola. The government has tripled the funds allocated to the National Health Emergency Response in light of the outbreak of chikungunya. The money will be used to facilitate cleanup activities and other urgent needs of the Ministry of Health. $150 million was previously allocated in response to the chikungunya outbreak. However, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the allocation has increased to $500 million.
The increased expenditure is a step in the right direction, but this is not a problem that will be solved only by money. This is an urgent national task that must involve everyone. Our responsibility to ourselves, our families, and our country requires our personal involvement for the long haul.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will play a critical role in ensuring that garbage collected during cleanup activities is removed from communities in a timely manner. The Southeast Regional Health Authority will be extending the opening hours of a number of health centers to facilitate persons needing non-emergency care. This follows instructions from Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Dr. Ferguson says this is necessary as persons are having difficulty accessing certain medication in the private sector. Additionally, the minister says persons are unable to afford the fees for private care and the tests being requested by some private medical practitioners. Selected health centers and outpatient departments will be opened from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They are Hagley Park, Olympic Gardens, Doheny Park, Wynwood Road, and Maxfield Park health centers in Kingston and St. Andrew. In St. Catherine, the St. Jago Park, Greater Portmore, and Linstead centers will have extended hours, while in St. Thomas, the Morant Bay and Seaforth centers will be opened for 12 hours daily. The health minister has instructed SARA to ensure the necessary arrangements are made for the extended opening hours to be implemented immediately. Jamaicans in the diaspora are being urged to actively invest in the Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, as this can play a vital role in growing the economy. This appeal came from Chairman of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, Alan Lewis.
The engine of growth comes to a large extent from the enterprise and the initiative of investors, of business persons, of persons who are trying to do things that hopefully will eventually lead to more employment and more opportunities for Jamaicans. And it's this part of the economy that the stock exchange really helps, because the stock exchange is like a highway, it's like a piece of infrastructure that the country needs, no less important than a road.
Mr. Lewis was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. The JSE is an efficient electronic market through which buyers and sellers of securities in public listed companies can trade their shares. Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford is calling for increased emphasis on customer service, which he notes is important to growth and development. He says effective customer service will play an integral role in transforming the nation.
If we don't get satisfied people, we can't get greater productivity. And if we don't get greater productivity, we can't get economic individual independence. And if we don't get economic independence, there is no transformation.
Minister Crawford was addressing the Jamaica Customer Service Association's annual conference in Kingston on Wednesday. He emphasizes that teamwork is critical to good customer service, pointing out that when there is a breakdown in delivery at one end of the system, the resultant service is affected. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.